Dear alumni and friends and families, I know it's been a while since we have spoken to all of you. We've made many podcasts, but I've neglected the general approach to the alumni and friends. And I would like now to give two or three of these discussions in order to prepare ourselves for Chag, for Pesach, Zman Chevuseinu. I'm going to be discussing the issue of Chevus today, right? Hopefully in the near future we'll be also discussing how we have to observe Chevus and to try to get it into our bones by doing things, not by just sitting and philosophizing, but by doing things, and also about the Leil HaSeder itself. But let's first now discuss the question of Chevus. I don't think there is a word in the dictionary that's abused as much as the word chevus. What do I mean by a word being abused? How do you abuse a word? Well, if you lose it, if you use it for something which is not at all its meaning, that's abuse. Let me give you an example, right? Some of you might even remember this from the past, right? There was once a chewing gum, Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum, right? And the advertisement was, and it sold, that it was pure and wholesome. Chewing gum that is pure and wholesome. Now, everybody wants to purchase something which is pure and wholesome. Wow, that's very special. We may not want to be pure and wholesome, but we definitely want to purchase those things which are pure and wholesome, right? But what kind of abuse is this? Chewing gum can be pure? What's pure about chewing gum? The sugar? And can it be wholesome? Is it nutritious? Of course it's not nutritious. It's total word abuse. Another example that I often give, again from the past, is that there's a rule of the thumb. A rule of the thumb that any nation that has in its name either the word free or the word democratic probably is neither. It's not free. It's not democratic, right? And the example that we gave then was the Free Republic of Albania or the Democratic Republic of East Germany. Both of these states were not free and they were not democratic. They were actually Russian satellite countries. No one did anything besides what was dictated by Russia. It was a Russian satellite country. So that's two examples of the abuse of the word freedom. But what is freedom? What is freedom? Let me ask you, and I was told there's such a thing as Instagram. Instagram or Snapchat, right? And that what you can do on it is that you can ask for something and hopefully you'll get many, many likes. But what would happen if you're doing Instagram and Snapchat and you get all dislikes, one dislike after another? It can make you depressed. It can make you unhappy, right? Suicidal, chas v'shalom, right? is a person who is influenced by what shows up on his Instagram, is that person a free person? Or is that person a slave to what other people think of him? To what he is in other people's eyes? Right? Is he a free person? Or is he an avid to what other people think of him? Let's say someone makes a chasna. He makes a chasna. And this is done from time to time. A person is doing things because his friends did it. His neighbors did it. So he feels that he has to do it also. So he makes a chasna that he can't afford the shmork. He can't afford the shmork. It's beyond his means. But he has to do what the neighbors do. So he makes a shmork for $1,000 a person. Open bar, whatever. Is that person free? Or is that person a slave to what others think of him? We make plans not to waste our time benizmanim. Whether you're sitting and learning and you have now a benizmanim, or whether you are working and learning, also, right? But when we have a little bit of a vacation, right? We don't want to waste our time, whether we're here, whether we're abroad, right? But when the time comes, only so often, only too often, we fall back to our bad habits and our bad friends, and we waste our time. So I ask you, are we really free? We can't rid ourselves of our taivas, right? Whether it's going on a diet to lose weight, or whether it's bad thoughts, whatever it might be, aren't we slaves to that taiva? Doing what we know as wrong, we know we will regret it. We know we might be hurting someone else and still compulsively continue. Isn't that bondage? So if all these things, what is freedom? When are we really free? So I want to tell you, fellows, I want to tell you, buckle up, because we're going to discuss a maral. Maral from Prague. In Gvuras Hashem, Perek Nun Aleph. We'll discuss the maral. The maral asks a question which is very, very nogeya to our discussion. He asks a question like this. How can matzah on the Zman Cheruseinu, the time of our freedom, Pesach, how could the matzah that we eat on Pesach be called Lechem Oni, the bread of the poor, the bread of affliction, the bread of the poor? Cheruseinu, our freedom from Mitzrayim. There's no wealth greater than that. And how do we celebrate it? How do we commemorate it? By eating lechem oni? It's a stira, it's a contradiction. So the maral explains that it's not. It's really not. And listen carefully. The maral explains that an eved, a slave, is totally dependent on his master. He may wish to pursue a certain course in life, he might want to do something today, he has no choice. He has to listen to his master. He is dependent on what his master says. That's slavery. That's an eved. Right? But if there's somebody, right, who has, he may be poor, poor in the sense that he's not dependent on his property and his possessions, his money, right? You can have money, and I have nothing against people who have money. Sometimes I even look for such people to help support the yeshiva. You can have money, but not be dependent on it. That's the ideal situation. That's the ideal situation. You don't define yourself by the money which you have. So somebody who has money, right, and is not dependent on it, right, he can be a free person, right? The only that is meant by the lechem only, that poverty, that poorness means to be totally independent of your possessions, of your property. And if a person is totally independent of what he has, then he's going to be dependent only on one thing, his connection to Hashem, his avodah to Hashem. That is the only real chayrus. Ein lecha ben chorim elamisha Isaac b'Torah, because Isaac b'Torah is the way to be dependent, the way to connect to Hashem. That's the way to connect to Hashem. And if we connect to Hashem, and there's nothing else in the world that puts us into bondage. We may have money, but we're not going to define ourselves by the possessions that we have. Right, we may have friends, but we're not going to define ourselves. We're going to be able to think on our own and do what we know to be right, even though it may not be in accordance with what our friends think of us. Right, we may have all these things, but we are only ourselves. We are not dependent on anything. A poor person is not dependent upon anything. And when we're that, then we have freedom. Then we have real chavrus. Right, it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of toil, but it's the real thing, and that is man chevuseinu. That during the time of Pesach, the time of our chevus from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, right? That's what we're trying to seek out. May Hashem enable all of us together to be able to have real, true. Emistika Cherus, right? That we're only dependent on Hashem, only dependent on our closeness to the Elam, and that's how we define ourselves, that's how we are, and together all of us will celebrate our Cherus together. Mit Hashem, Yerushalayim HaBnuya, B'Peru B'Yameinu. Thank you.